We got head coach Katie Meyer approaching the who also just got her 350th win a few days ago, as Miami advancing again to 8-0 on the season, as we're joined by Hurricanes head coach Katie Meyer. Congratulations on the win. We also appreciate you joining us here in the broadcast booth. And just to get right into it, I mean, who were you most impressed by in those last few minutes when you needed those baskets to drop?
I think Kyla Oldacre saved us. I just couldn't believe her performance. She got two quick fouls, and, you know, she's great against the zone, and I thought this was going to be a bad formula because I knew they'd go zone because I felt like they wouldn't be able to guard our penetration, and that's exactly what happened. But I was really going to start Z and keep Kyla off the bench, so that didn't happen, but they had a conversation, and I trusted my player. So huge, huge, efficient effort by Kyla. Jazz is just steady Eddie. I play her in every spot. But Jada Patrick, what a performance. And that three was huge. And, you know, they're just coming along. I think Jada and Shai and Amaya are starting to feel a little bit comfortable, and they're getting a lot of minutes.
And Jada, I think she would hit the three right after getting the offensive rebound on the missed free throws. And can you just talk a little bit about that kind of key guard play near the end of the game where you needed someone to step up and you got him there?
Yeah, I mean, Jada's not really, you know, what the Jada that I know is the one who is getting that offensive rebound put back and saving us on our missed free throws. And we're, you know, some games the free throw shooting is going to bite us in the butt. Believe me, fans, I know. And my dad and mom will say the same thing. I hope you're working on your free throws. You can't believe that we are. We are. It's just we're just not hitting them. And we got very lucky that, you know, we got, because DePaul sure hits them. And, you know, we're not going to win big time games moving forward. And we're not going to have enough of a lead to have that cushion.
And Anaya Peoples fouled out at the very end of the game, and she didn't have as good of a performance as she had last time out, where she hit 11 of 18 from the field. What were you able to do to kind of slow her down at least in this game?
Well, that was also Jada's assignment. And Jada got beat one time by Anaya Peoples, and she right away was accountable, and she said, my bad. But other than that, Jada walled up really tough. She's strong. Cedor had a heck of a game. We were more worried about Clark than Cedor, but Cedor was the one. You know, they're great shooters. And that free throw fast break, that three was usually you lose. You give up something like that. But I'm really proud that, you know, we had a big lead.